This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to stop, relax, and refocus. To begin, lie flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can better see, envision, imagine biblical realities with the eyes of your heart. And just begin by taking in a deep breath in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly. Maybe using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your entire body from within. Just feeling your body, your mind, refocusing on, reconnecting with, reintegrating with all of you. Your body, your mind, your spirit. Breathing in through your nose. A deep breath into your belly. And breathing out this sense of feeling your entire body let go of holding yourself up. Letting the muscles in your body drop. You're feeling the sensation. You're focusing your mind on feeling the sensation of relaxation, filling your entire body. Your muscles easing, letting go of clenched muscles all throughout your body, feeling your muscles soften, drop toward the ground. You can focus your mind on feeling your muscles dropping toward the ground, falling like water. Maybe even imagining your body becoming like liquid. Falling like a waterfall. Your face, you don't have to hold up your face. You're not presenting a face to the world right now. Let every muscle in your cheeks, your jaw, around your eyes, your forehead, your scalp, drop, release, let go. Maybe you've ridden a bus or plane and looked over and somebody was asleep and their face was just falling toward the ground. Try to let your face do that right now. Nobody's watching you. Just let it fall. The muscles around your head, your scalp, back of your head, just fall, release, let go. And focus your mind on feeling that sensation of your muscles easing everywhere in your body, your neck, your shoulders, your arms. Your arms just heavy lying there, your whole body becoming like liquid, just falling, dropping. Breathing in through your nose, a deep breath into your belly. And as you breathe out, let your out-breath be longer than your in-breath. And focus your mind on feeling your body, every cell in your body, let go of holding yourself up. It can feel good if you can focus on this feeling. It can feel good to feel relaxation fill your entire body. Your legs, your hips, your back, your abdomen. your feet, your hands. We've been looking at what the New Testament says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, talking about this need for every person, every Christian, to understand the unseen realities that's going on around them all the time, the dynamics that are happening in their lives that are unseen. So the Apostle Paul writes in verse 11, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." We talked about how that word devil is not a name, not even a title. It's just a way a Greek word has been eventually translated into English over the centuries. But the Greek word hadiabolos just means the slanderer. He's the slanderer. It's not a name, it's not a title, it's a description of what he does. He always deceives. He destroys by deceiving through slander. We see that in the very third chapter of the Bible where he slanders the word of God and slanders the intent of God to Eve. Why God would restrict her from being able to eat the fruit of one tree in a place that has an abundance of trees that are beautiful to the eyes and good for food. But the one tree was the focus that God was holding out. He can't be trusted. You have to take things into your own hands if you really want to become your full self, your better self, a happier, fuller life. And he has been the slanderer ever since. He has always been a liar, Jesus says in John chapter 8. Lying is his language. So the way spiritual warfare happens in our lives is through slanderous lies that come into our mind. And now we think it's us. Slander about God, God's intent, God's untrustworthiness. He can't be trusted. I have to take things into my own hands. I can't trust him. I can't rely on him. I can't trust his steadfast love for me. I can't trust his will for ultimately abundance in my life, joy in my life. I can't trust his plan. I can't trust that he's guiding my life, guiding my steps. I have to worry. I have to fear. I have to control. And that's what allows the devil to destroy our lives little by little, keep us from experiencing the bigger life God has for us. And it always brings anxiety, worry, tension, stress. Because we're not God, we can't control our lives. The way the slanderer also works is he slanders us. He's always slandering you to bring shame in your life. So he slanders God so that you take things into your own hands and end up doing things that are disobedient to God so that you can find pleasure, happiness, control. And then after you do them, he shames you for doing them, accuses you, so that you feel separate from God. Anxiety comes when we feel this sense of shame, this sense of being disconnected, far away, distant from God. But Paul says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the slanderer's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That's not it. It's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. Now he's talking about spiritual forces there. That's biblical language for spiritual beings, fallen spiritual beings. Against this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, in the spiritual realms. So he says in verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. Now this is imagery. This is a metaphor, an image we're to envision. Take the helmet of salvation. Salvation in the Bible doesn't mean die and go to heaven. It means restoration, healing, and ultimately our salvation is an ultimate rescue, an ultimate restoration, an ultimate healing that comes because Jesus has taken the Genesis 3 world into his body, into death, and destroyed it, ultimately. And he has risen from the dead to be the beginning, the firstborn, the Bible says, of a new creation, a new humanity, that all those who are followers of Jesus will be born into, resurrected into, this new humanity in this world when Christ brings the kingdom of God back, when he returns. So Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:14, by his power God raised the Lord, raised Jesus from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? This idea that your body right now is tied to this resurrection narrative, this resurrection timeline, that because Jesus has bodily risen from the dead, your body is now part of that story, inseparably connected to that story, inseparably connected, so that Jesus' resurrection will become your bodily resurrection. So your body right now is a member of Christ. It's already connected. This is the story your life is in. So Paul says in Philippians 3, verse 21, that Christ will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body when he returns. He's going to transform your body so that it becomes ultimately like his glorious body right now. The disciples gained a glimpse of Jesus' glorious body in Luke chapter 9. When Peter and James and John went up the mountain with Jesus to pray, and it says that as he was praying, his face changed, and his face, his body, his clothing became as bright as flashes of lightning. Matthew says in Matthew 17:2 that his face shone like the sun, and his whole body became as bright as light. This is a glimpse of the resurrected Jesus, the glorified Jesus. And so when the Bible says that we will be transformed into bodies like his, the Bible says that we're going to be transformed into that kind of glory. Jesus says in Matthew 13:43 that those in the kingdom of God will shine like the sun, just like he did. In the transfiguration, that was a glimpse of the future. Not just the glimpse of the future of Jesus, the glorified God in a human body, but the future of all those who are going to be transformed into bodies like his. Now, I don't know if that's a literal, we're going to be bright, and that glory is too bright for us now, so it looks like the sun now, but it will look normal to us then when we are righteous and in glory with Jesus in a resurrected, glorified world. I don't know. But it's a promise of glory that is true for you right now. You are in this story if you are a follower of Jesus. If you want Jesus to be your Lord, you are in this story. You want Jesus to be your Lord because the Holy Spirit has given you that desire. He has called you and brought you into this story. So when you have sin in your life, things that you're ashamed of, what the devil wants to do is keep you in that narrative. Keep you in that shame. Keep you from seeing who you truly are. Keep you seeing your false self, your shadow self, your self of shame, disconnection from God, hopelessly unaware, and just going through life having to worry, having to fear, having to be on your own because you can't trust God. He's not trustworthy. That's what the slanderer says. Remember, he's slandering God in your mind and he's slandering you. Take your stand, Paul says, against his schemes, his slanderous schemes, by putting on the helmet of salvation, by knowing who you truly are. You are somebody who's going to have a resurrected, glorified body just like Jesus. And so that is who you are now, Paul says. Right now, your body is inseparably connected to Christ. This is who you are. It's even what your body is in this timeline, in this story. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, imagine this glory, as bright as flashes of lightning, shining as bright as the sun, your body being as bright as light. This is who you will be. So Paul says this is even who you are now, in an already not yet kind of way. Feel the glory of Christ in your body. Imagine bright as light glory, the glory of Christ, filling your entire body right now. Because he will fill your body with this glory when he returns. Your body will be transformed into a resurrection body. Your body right now will be transformed in some way. Transformed into a body of glory, described as like flashes of lightning and as bright as the sun. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, imagine that, envision that unseen reality but true of you. The glory, the light of Christ filling your entire body. You will have a transformed body. So Paul says, even now in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all who contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into glory from one degree to another by the Spirit of God. You're being transformed right now in ways you can't see and don't know into glory as you contemplate Jesus' glory. Shining bright as flashes of lightning, his body shining like the sun, you're being transformed even now into that glory in ways that you can't see, but you will see it in your resurrection. See it now by using your biblically guided imagination, your body filled with glory. Your body filled with the light of Christ, the glory of God. This is who you are. This is your salvation, your restoration. You're being restored to glory. This is your real, true self. Envision your true self. Shining like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. Being transformed even now from one degree of glory to the next. As you contemplate the Lord's glory. Put on the helmet of your salvation. So that you can take your stand against the slanderer's deception. His lie about your shame. You will shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. Even now, your body is a member of Christ's glory, a part of Christ's glory, being brought into Christ's glory. He will transform your lowly body to be like his glorious body. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, And as you breathe out, have it be this sigh of relief. Your shame is gone, and your body is filled with the glory of Christ, because the Spirit of God is in you, and He is the very glory of God. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.